escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We continue our conversation with Rachel Rennebeck, co-founder.
Oh, very lovely.
Is that fair?
No, it's not
you
founder.
You started it.
John started it. So proud of him. If you ask John, I'm the reason that it thrives. If you ask me, he founded it and I just helped it. So I think we're very equal.
If you're around this town long enough, so I go back with John Chamberlain,
yes.
As you know, when he was working with PR for StatMedevac.
StatMedevac, yeah.
And we did promotions where we would come out and they would have the stat team there, a static display,
yes.
You know, at different charity events. And then when he started this podcast, it was early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
no one knew what it was.
How long did you, after he started to come along?
A year and a half.
And how many years has that been now?
We will, in November, 9 years that we since we partnered. Yes.
And that's
9 years.
And that's impressive. And I'll tell you, our audience why is... more and more people in that 9 year period, everybody has a podcast.
Sure.
They think they do.
They think they do.
But to get traction and breakthrough is really challenging.
Yeah.
And you've been able to brand that by being local and everything Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I think you're right. John started something that no one knew about. Pittsburgh is often behind the times, as we know, in many sectors. And I think with podcasts, it was the same thing. And so he came out with this very Pittsburgh-centric thing. People were a little like, what's going on? Plus, it was really the beginning of the height of social media. And people didn't understand what it was. So as they were doing dips in podcasts, you know, not knowing what they were, he just kept reinventing. And once I realized it, you know, the story is I said, do you want some help? And he said, no, I'm good. Okay, bye-bye. I said, well, if you don't want my help, that's fine. But I just thought I could offer some things. And in reality, he didn't want me to associate with something that wasn't thriving. And so then I said, but I have some ideas that I think we could really put together. And once we realized that we could work well together and that we did gel together and that we had similar loves, like Pittsburgh, I mean, that was our true common thread. It just kept going from there. And we've been so lucky to interview so many amazing Pittsburgh people.
You have. Your list of interviewees is pretty
crazy.
Impressive. We were talking about Pete Hewlett, who
yes.
just performed at Cadence, the place in North Park.
Favorite interview of all time.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
Great talent. But who else have you interviewed that people would know and you go, wow, I can't believe these people want to do this?
I would say, you know, people always want to hear the big names. Yarmer Yager, when he came through.
He was tough get.
Tough get. Not my favorite interview, you know, and as a journalist, I was a journalist. It was a little bit of a disappointment, but he certainly pulls through for his audience that he knows what they want to hear. Cyril Wecht, one of my absolute, who didn't want that?
That was your longest podcast.
Longest pot, Larry, no exaggeration, 1 hour and 40-minute podcast. Because do you know who was on that podcast with him? Santonio Holmes. And John and I tell this story, hysterical. It was a porch tour. You know, we do these porch tour series. It was one of our early on porch tours. And we had Cyril Wecht, and he literally got tired of talking, took his headphones off and said, I see that fine gentleman over there, Santonio Holmes. I've never met him. So it was great talking to you. And he walked off. And then Santonio came over and talked for another 40 minutes. But it was the most unique situation that at our podcast, those two icons met and had a great conversation.
Oh, they met?
They met there.
In the moment.
They met in the moment.
Dr. Wecht was brilliant.
Brilliant.
So smart.
Yep.
And so advanced in his vocabulary. It was unprecedented.
Correct.
Half of what he said, you had to dig down and go, okay, what is... I don't know exactly what that means.
Follow along, sure. And, you know, it was one of those things early on when we would say, you jag off, you know, it was kind of like
offensive,
Snickers.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like, what does that mean? Whereas we've really worked toward making it a household name as a term of endearment. And right. Cyril Wecht understood that. There was no turn my nose up, you know. It was great.
It can be.
For
most people, it is. And certainly now.
Yeah.
And with your success.
Well, thank you.
You jag offs. I still like to say it because my dad.
We were not allowed.
Yeah. Oh, no. But as Marty Griffin would say, it's in the dictionary.
Yes.
So
it's a true story.
Rachel Rennebeck with me.
1FM and AM 1020.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.